New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to our season 4 finale of Avila Birds coverage of the Love Island Games. I'm a little thrown off right now. It has been quite a crazy month of these episodes of our favorites returning, leaving us wanting some more, gearing us up for the next season of a little Love Island spinoff action. But we are here to cover this iconic end, if I may say so myself, of the first ever season of Love Island Games, which has been confirmed for another season. It was quite popular.
It was a confirmed for another season? I thought we were confirmed for season 6 and 7 of Love Island USA.
I'm manifesting. I'm learning to be more positive. We're just gonna say it out loud.
I feel like it's basically confirmed because it was such a hit. At least like domestically over here in the States. I feel like our Twitter was kind of crickets, the usual Love Island UK girlies. I feel like maybe only half of them migrated, but the Love Island US people, they showed out, they showed up, you know.
We love a game show.
Audience. Yeah, and I think plus once it's a little more accessible to people in the UK, I think that was part of the problem, that it was harder to watch out there. I think once it's accessible, we'll see the popularity of games as well over there in the UK. And then everybody can enjoy and we can confirm season 2, which I desperately need. It looked so fun. But yeah, we officially have a winner. Woo! We have 2 winners, obviously, as we always do.
Yeah. But
drum roll, please. Our winners are for Love Island Games 2023. Jack and Justin! Yo, we got a 2-time Love Island champion in the house, in the building. Okay, well, she's not with us, but like in mind and spirit, she's with us.
I can't believe
Justine.
It.
Okay, pulling through.
She crushed it. And also, like, the joust duel, like, the obvi, they would have won. Like, they're the most athletic. They've both, like, Jack has kind of had this experience before with like dueling to the death, if you will. Like, I wasn't surprised. What I was surprised about were some of the people that made it to the top 4, girl.
I know.
I wasn't having it, honestly. That like pissed me off. I wasn't here for it. The runners up, don't even get me started. But let's talk about Justine and Jack a little bit and their journey in the villa. These two have been thick as thieves once they found their groove. And honestly, given Justine's experience with her season of Love Island, it's just really nice to see the progression of how she opened up to trusting someone else again and like having the ability to like really show up for herself and stand up for, I don't know, like stand up for returning to love, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I really liked how they ended on that note. Like, there was some suspense and whatever, but in the end I feel like her hopefulness and trust in their coupling was really, like, rewarding and, like, the cherry on the top of a beautiful love story that we've gotten this season. I mean, I really didn't think we were going to get, like, that many love stories because I feel like a lot of the people there were there for the money, which is so valid, totally valid. Understandable. I would be there for the same things. But I think it's great that we got to see 2 people go in there open-minded and, like, form such a genuine, healthy, strong bond. They're still together on the outside, so as of right now, they're making long-distance work. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited to see, like, their future. I mean, they're both, like, you know, late 20s, 30s. Like, we can make this work, people. We could have another Love Island wedding. Thank you very much. An international Love Island wedding. No, but I was thinking for this episode, we could do the little recap. And we could talk backwards from sixth to first place. How we got to the winning couple, the top two, all that stuff. So let's just recap a little bit. I think last time we left off, we were at the carnival. Yes. And we didn't know whether Ray and Imani were going to go home, even though I feel like it was pretty obvious.
No, we just didn't want to.
Yeah. Like, I mean, listen, that caused some drama. Array was crying up a storm. Imani was like, you snaked up us. And everybody else was like, well, I don't know. You kind of snaked everybody else.
Yeah.
So they were crying left. It was drama, drama, drama. Justine and Jack were feeling really bad. The tension in the house was really bad. They surprisingly saved Mitch and Zita and not Scott and Courtney, which I felt like was right. The weaker couple. And that was that. So then the next day, we go into our top four duel. I really liked this tire duel because it was like a strength thing, but it also was a balance thing and like a speed. I don't know. I felt like there were more elements other than just who's the strongest.
Yeah, it was more like agility too, which I liked. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And Sully did really well. So like her and y'all, like they're in a group. Like they do great in challenges together. She picked Love up them. The pace. Everybody doubted her. And Mitch and Zeta end up going home. Then we get into the final four and plot twist, all the dumped Islanders are coming back to vote for who they think should be in the top three. Justine and Jack are safe. Thank God. Okay.
I know, because they would come for them. They would have come for them.
Jack and Justine got first place in the tire challenge, so they ended up securing their spot in the finals, which meant they were safe, which was a good thing because everybody there was coming on some heat and we're like, Jack and Justine are snaky snakes, and they snaked everybody, and now that we watched all the clips, they're snakes and we fucking hate them and blah blah blah, which okay, I don't really know what tape we're watching.
Overreaction, yeah, for sure. Like, okay, you don't have to like play into the narrative that they're the enemy now, like literally just jealous,
right? So that was that. And then because Jack and Justine weren't on the table, they went for their number one alliance, Eyal and Sally, which I kind of was like, I kind of figured, because given the way.
But I didn't want that.
I didn't want that, but like, that's just, I just figured that, well, that's what was going to happen because everybody was like so heated on Jack and Justine that the second they came in, they're on some smoke. I was like, oh. Yeah, like, Eyal and Sally are gone. Because everybody was like, that's the strongest alliance in the house, blah, blah, blah.
No, blah. It was
I
so...
I still don't know what best friendship is, like, you know?
I know, but it was just frustrating for me, because it's like, I would have gone for, like, the low-hanging fruit, a.k.a. the newest couple in there, a.k.a. Deb and Callum. Like, that was just so weird, and the fact that Toby was the one that
we're gonna get into it. We're gonna get into it. Hold your breath.
All no. Right.
We're recapping. We're in the recap.
Bitches, no, but
act brand new. They don't know how this podcast works.
Rip me out the plastic. I'll be acting brand new. I know.
No, I'm feeling you there. I'm feeling you there. But before we get into that, yes, the vote went down with some
Girl,
bad
hurry up. Blood. Hurry up.
God damn! Who was waiting for you to get on this phone call?
I have things to say. I have things to say today.
Who was late to this podcast? Yeah.
Blame corporate America.
And I do every day. Okay. Anyways, Eon and Sally end up going home tragic, and we get our top three, and we go into the finals, and the finals. It was interesting. I wasn't a big fan of reusing the, like, the balancing beam, like, whatever, wrestling. It's a pushing, I don't know, what the joust thing.
Yeah.
They already did that with Jess when she was in the bottom and Rey. So I just didn't really like reusing that, in my personal opinion. But they did, and it ended up being that Callum and Deb got last, so they were eliminated. And then also I think the sun came up, which was crazy. Like, I don't know how long they were. They had them have brunch because I guess they were doing like the exit interviews with like the Sally and Eyal and Imani and Rey.
Yeah.
But they had like the finalists do brunch and like wait until the late afternoon to do these duels. And then the sun went down. It was nighttime. And then the sun came up. Okay, for the next round of duels, which was like a beanbag tournament where they were these big beanbags and they had like prices on them. And it was like whoever had like the most amount of money on their side was like the winner of the challenge and therefore the winner of Love Island Games. And yep, that was intense because that's when the sun came up. I was like, they are fighting for their lives and they have not slept in 24 hours. And, like, mind you, it was, like, they're getting all the beanbags from the middle. Once everything is gone from the middle, then they can steal from each other's corner. So, fucking Jack is flinging Aurelia, like, all around, being like, give me this. They're, like, they're all fighting each other, trying to, whatever, they're heaving at the end of that. And Jack, the drama of it all, can't breathe, is having, like, an asthma attack. And, like, they're, like, call the medic. And they fucking cut to commercial. I was like, oh, my God. And before they get to commercials, Jack is like, did we win? And Justine's like, baby, that doesn't matter. I'm like, if they didn't win after that, that would have been crazy.
Yeah, get that man an Emmy is all we're saying.
So then, whatever, we come to, they win, and we do the Love Island. Like, we're going to split the money. But before we split the money, we're going to decide who gets the money and who's going to decide if they want to split the money. So it's a vote. It's another vote, Islander vote, where everybody sides with who they think deserves the money. I think Jack literally has like five people on his side. So everybody votes for Justine. She gets a little drama. And she's like, I don't know, my money, my family could really use this money. I got fucked over in the last Love Island Games. But I still feel really bad about the whole Rey thing. So, you know, I'm not going to go against like my morals twice. And they split the money and they make out. And that's the wrap on Love Island Games 2023.
Yep.
Now.
Well done.
Let's go. From sixth. Oh, all right. Bye. Let's go from sixth to first place. Rey and Imani.
Okay.
Obviously, there was a lot of heightened emotions. Please take it away and what you think. Like, you know, was it too much? Was Rey justified? Was Imani justified? Like, let's get into it.
Okay. So I'm going to not focus on, like, the screaming, crying, throwing up of them leaving and just kind of talk more about the fact that they kind of, like, were the only, like, official couple that occurred during Love Island Games. Like, Rey and Imani locked it down and had the label of, like, okay, we are boyfriend-girlfriend now. So do I feel like that essentially, put, like, locked in their fate? Yes, because I feel like that was such a huge – that played a huge part in me then seeing how the Islanders started to treat them once they went back on their word. Because it's like they knew that Imani would follow what Rey's protocol was. And then when they started teetering on what the other was thinking, I think that just kind of gave way for them to implode. Because it's like, okay, first of all, you guys locked it down. And then it's like, oh, you guys can't even make up your minds together. And then you went back on your word. Like, that just ended up doing them dirty. I feel like if Rey and Imani had not aligned and become boyfriend-girlfriend, then each of them would have been responsible for their own actions. But I really do think that that did it in for them, was the fact that they had officially become a couple. Because if you think about it, sorry, babe, if you think about it, if Imani was like, okay, I'm not going to do what Rey is doing, and she ended up like going her own route, I feel like it's less likely for them to have targeted them both. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to like circle back to what my thought process is. I just think the biggest detriment to them was the fact that they decided to lock it down.
I think it's, I agree with you and I don't agree with you at the same time. Like, mm-hmm. I think their downfall was locking it in because Rey just got really distracted by trying to lock it down with Amani mm-hmm. that he lost sight of the game, which is, like, you know, all good and well. Like, if you're there to make a connection and just have a fun time and you don't care about the games, like, that's fine. But to be, like, so distracted by, like, what's just happening between, like, him and Imani and whether they're locking it down romantically and then getting distracted about the actual gameplay and then being upset that you're getting sent home. It's like, well, you should have been more focused on the game, but you were focused on finding a missus. You know what I'm saying? Like,
which is fine, I feel. But this wasn't the time and place, and the way that he did it too. Like, they had beef. Like, they had bad blood going on when Mike ended up taking Imani.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it was for him, it was more of like a power play of like, okay, step one, lock my fucking woman down. And then step two, like, play the game. But I think mm-hmm. if he had taken the time to like cool down and understand, like, yes, I want to be with this person, but we're stronger if we don't put a target on ourselves. Like, I feel like that would have been better. Like,
Yeah, he wasn't thinking strategically because he was thinking romantically versus Imani was thinking strategically. Imani was playing a game. I don't think she was playing a game with Rey, but she was playing the game from day one. And she was always thinking strategically whether she was coupled up with Rey or not. She was having a good time with him, but, like, she wasn't letting, like, that distract her from, like, having her eyes on the prize, okay?
Exactly.
Imani knew Jack and Justine was gonna go after them eventually. Imani knew it could have been any of the couples that went against them, whatever. Because Imani knew she was personally gunning for Jack and Justine from day one. She knew Justine was a strong competitor and a former winner. So she was going against Jack and Justine for a long time. And Rey is the one who closed his eyes to that reality and was like, Justine, how dare you?
Right.
How dare you let your man tell you what to do and blah, 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 blah. And vote against your friend. It's like, okay, but your girl would have voted me out. And now you're boyfriend, girlfriend. So what, you were just going to sit there and, like, disagree with her? Like, and he swore down he wouldn't have let her vote them out. But
which is, like, that's not even in his control.
Exactly. It's
not
in his control. You don't know what would have happened. You don't know what you would have had to concede. And then at that point, you're boyfriend, girlfriend. So you do kind of have to give way to what your girlfriend might want to do too. So it just wasn't guaranteed for him to take it so personally and also imply that, like, Justine couldn't think for herself and she let Jack, like, brainwash her. I was like, all right, she's a free thinker.
No, and for sure.
In terms of, like, the speeches, it just came off mm-hmm. really bitter. I don't really see how.
Yeah, that was kind of cringe. I was, like, was really surprised.
Cringe. Very cringe, came off very bitter. From Imani's end, like, I still really like the girl. And, you know, maybe she was giving us drama, but she does not currently follow Justine and Sally on Instagram. Mm-mm. So, I don't know. It could be some real life bad blood, but she says she felt snaked. I just think, at the end of the day, everybody played the game and did what they had to do for themselves. So, game's the game. Let's just have a little respect, you know? Like, let's just have a little What's the word? Like, sportsmanship? Like, good sportsmanship?
For sure. Yeah, and I agree with you there, too. It's like, it's not, like, there have been some times where people have just been dogged on Love Island. And mm-hmm. it's been, like, bad. But mm-hmm. I feel like the name is literally Love Island Games. Like, there has to be an element where you know that, like, yeah, we're friends, but, like, this isn't, like, summer sleepaway camp. This is something that's, like, gonna be competitive. It's supposed to be light and, like, funny. And I feel like a lot of people just didn't have it in them to not take it personally and saw everything as an attack. Like, this has such a great potential of being something really fun. And I feel like a lot of the times, like, yeah, it's supposed to stir up drama, but I feel like it would have been so much better if people had, like, a good attitude about it. Like, for example, like, the producers putting, like, Curtis and Maura together for, like, the exit interview, like, that was fucking funny. Like, they could have done a lot of setups like that for this season and it would have been funny. Like, they could have not made it so dramatic between like Eyal and Meg, but like when Mora, you know, like was trying to stir the pot, like that was funny. Like it's not supposed to be this like really personal thing.
I mean, at the end of the day, I think things were gonna get personal, but once you're out of the game, like,
yeah, just, like you're done. You know,
let it go. Like, it couldn't be helped if it was you in the position. I just think that any of those Islanders would have done the same thing. So then we have our fifth place couple, Mitch and Zita.
Yeah.
I really don't have that much to say about them because they were a default couple and they got saved by the skin of their teeth and then they got taken out like literally whatever the next day, which I guess couldn't be helped because they had a target on their back for being like the newest couple in there. And they definitely have a chip on their shoulder about it. But I just don't get why they would be mad at the Islanders. I would be mad at the producers for sending me in so late.
I agree. But also, it's kind of like that anger helps with the competitive edge of like having a hunger to prove yourselves and to win, which I understand. But I agree with you. Like, I didn't think about it much until 2 days ago, but I was like, yeah, this doesn't make any sense to send six new Islanders within the last 5 days of the season. Like, if you think about that in like normal Love Island terms, like, what the fuck? Like, you've had all summer to be in the villa, then you send a half a dozen people in there. Like, that doesn't make any sense, and it messes up the flow of the entire dynamic of the villa. Like, Deb got in just because she was a hot blonde at the right place at the right time.
And for that matter, so did Aurelia. Like, I think.
Oh, for sure.
We'll get into Aurelia specifically and, like, her dynamic with Johnny, because I definitely have some thoughts about that. But, like, yeah, there is definitely more than a few people, like, in that top five, top six that I was just like, well, you know, like, it's not your fault. And you deserve just as fair of a shot as everybody else to be in that top five, six. But.
Right.
You know, it's really up to the producers to make that more of an even playing field. I think you guys being so high in the top just by default, wasn't that fair? Including them?
I follow Tina from Love Island Australia, season 3 winner, season 4 comebacker. Mm-hmm. And she basically was going through like a series on her stories where she was talking about how tough it was for her mentally and emotionally when she came into yet another season of a Love Island spinoff and didn't even get the opportunity to be featured in a way that was meaningful, but then also didn't even get a chance to find love in the first place. She was like, yeah, like I came in and there was nobody that I was immediately attracted to right away. And I don't know if I'm remembering this correctly, but basically she was like, yeah, like it wasn't tailored for the experience of the people coming in. It was just like for the entertainment of it all. And it wasn't thought through well enough, which I kind of agree with her on. And on top of that, she was like, we all had to go through this like period of like isolation before even getting in. And it was just really unfair that they had so many of us like on ice, essentially. I'm just rephrasing now, on ice only for us to come in and like most of us to end up going home. And honestly, like, same thing with Mitch. Like, Mitch and Zeta, like, yeah, I liked seeing them together. But, like, yeah, like, we didn't see anything. They were standing up there next to Scott and Courtney and Ray and Monty. And then that was it. I don't remember anything after. Like, yeah, we see that one conversation, maybe. But, like, it didn't make sense for them to then be there.
I think the tricky thing is that, like, well, I don't know because they had so many challenges set up. And those challenges needed a certain amount of numbers. So what I originally was going to say was, like, I think usually Love Island, they have a loose slash rough idea of when bombshells are going to go in based on the drama that's happening around the villa at that time. Right. And I was going to say, I mean, I think maybe they did a similar thing with Love Island Games, but because everybody was contracted to come back. Like, I'm sure they had to pay a lot of people a lot of money to go there because they're not just, you know, brand new people looking to be influencers. They are influencers. They have a name. They're bringing, like, value to the series. They had to have all these people on the back burner, but then also had to use them. They couldn't just send them home like they'd randomly send home a potential bombshell in the normal series.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. Because again, like those challenges were so specific and down to the wire. So I don't really know what their thought process was on that. I think that's like the one weak part of this new season. And yeah, hopefully going into the next one, they have a better idea. Maybe less Islanders or just more to start with at the beginning.
Yeah. I agree. And I think it would also help to like have, so obviously a lot of the Islanders that were on Love Island Games aren't Love Island aficionados. So like they weren't, do you remember in season 6 when the Casa Amor situation happened and at the time Callum and Shauna were coupled together and they bring in the girls and Callum's like, oh shit, they have someone named like Molly May or whatever. And you could tell that they had seen Love Island. Like Callum knew Love Island. He like knew Islanders' names and stuff like that. Like I just thought that was so funny. But I feel like a lot of the people on Love Island Games, like, they don't intermingle. So, like, yeah, maybe they had heard of one another, but they haven't seen or know anything about each other. And I feel like there should have been, like, a trivia game or something, like, just to make it more lighter and to make the contestants more comfortable with one another.
Justine was, like, a big fan. Like, she knew the British people when they got in there. And, like, Toby... to y'all was like, oh yeah, what happened between you and Megan? Like, I remember that season, like, blah blah blah. Like, they can't say they're as big a fan on like the regular Love Island series because then they look fake. But I kind of do wish we saw a little bit more of that. That might have even been like a great, just
it would have been
element to add for some of the lightheartedness.
Yeah, like, I think it would have been really funny, or, like, a game, or, like, if they turned the mermaid game into, like, all the gold bars had names of contestants who were already there, and the questions were about who the contestant was, like, that should have been really, like, funny. Like, that could have been. I feel like the evolution, I mean, this is the pilot season, we get it, but I feel like there's a lot of potential for, A, the Islander experience to be better, and then, B, like, the actual viewership experience to be enhanced, because the Islanders are actually like seen and heard, and like the producers know what they're doing by exposing items from like the history of their progression when they were in their like initial seasons. I feel like it would also be more fun if they gave exposure to Islanders who are like back yet again. Like, I feel like Mitch and Tina's entrances could have been so much more funnier, and like they could have played more into the fact that Callum was on Love Island Games, and like maybe he was the one that would have gotten the call, or like would have known that they were coming in. But I think that was like mainly my thoughts behind like having these Islanders like Mitch and Tina and Zeta come back and try to make themselves stand out when there was only like 4 days left in the season. But aside from that though, like, yeah, they ended up going home, which I get. I do think that it was the right call for them to save Mitch and Zeta, because again, like, they were new, and I feel like at that point, like, they had made it very clear. Well, two things were very clear. Number one, like, they didn't want Ray and Imani in the villa anymore, which made sense. And then Scott and Courtney were also like the least compatible slash like most fake in the group as well. So like, if they had to save anybody, like, yeah, like Mitch and Zeta obviously would have ended up going home because they just had no time or exposure whatsoever to the other Islanders.
Yeah. Totally.
I just like rambled for like 5 minutes straight, but if you're following me, I know you know what I'm saying.
No, for sure. Okay, well, I feel like that's not on that couple. That then leads.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Leaves are top four. And at this point, like I said, Justine and Jack were guaranteed into the finals. So yep. All the Islanders came back for their little nasty roast of Jack, yep. Justine, Ellie, and Ellie. Selly and Eol.
Ellie Belly. So,
Selly and Eol came so close to seeing top three and got voted out. And yep. I don't know, everybody had the nastiest things to say about Jack and Justine, but Ellie and y'all definitely caught some smoke, being called fake. Lisa was like, oh, you were crying for like Toby, and then 2 minutes later you moved on. But then she was like, you were crying the whole day. I'm like, okay, make up your mind. Was she crying for 2 minutes and then moved on, or she was crying the whole day? Interesting. Toby gets up there and is like, yeah, now that I've seen the tapes, fuck you both. You guys are both
active. I know.
Okay.
Like, calm down, little man.
Literally. I think him and Silly are on good terms right now. So, like, let me not get too disrespectful. But it just gave me flashbacks to, like, oh, okay, I was right about you, season 7. Like, you're just kind of like, you like the validation from women. You want to be chased. You want to be the object of desire. And the second you're not, you don't know how to act. Like, you got lucky. You got taken that far with Chloe. Like, did you bring the drama sometimes? Did you bring the heat? Yes. But, like, in a cast of all stars, are you a star? Not really, because you got sent home mad early. And, like, was I fucking burning out? They were going to go home in that duel with Georgia? Like, yes. But now... I don't feel bad at all. I think Selly and y'all took it, you know, with grace, took it with a grain of salt, and just exited it, the competition, no bad blood. Even though, you know, like, it was not nice, but they were classy. They kept it classy, and that's kind of all you could say.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand, like... I think we talked about this maybe earlier this season, but it's like, if you want to become like a season villain, there's a lot that goes into it. And I feel like comedic relief is one of those like really important things that you need to have. And Toby's return wasn't that. He was just heated. And yeah. I know that we had talked about how they had some like leftover feelings, and maybe if he didn't feel... Like, you could tell he still had feelings for Selly by the way he came down on her and Eol like that. And that's how I had ended up taking what his reaction was. And while I didn't like anything he was saying, and I felt like it was really out of pocket, like, what was more apparent to me was, like, he needed that outlet to vent because he still had feelings and was still pressed that, like, a pretty boy like Eol, which, again, I'm still in Eol's Giel, was able to, like, take Selly, and, like, they had a really good friendship form from their connection. So, I don't know. Am I mad that they got voted out? Abso-fucking-lutely. They did not deserve to leave before the finals.
No, 100%. I mean... Ooh, okay, you know what? Maybe I'm a little conflicted about it because, like, I would have liked to see them in the top three. But I definitely have thoughts about, like, the top three that we did get, okay? God bless Selly and y'all. Toby, you thought you were the girl. You're not that girl. Like, if you came in and were funny on Love Island Games, I would have had less to say about you. But you were nothing of the sort. You couldn't communicate. Had no riz. Had Jack... have to fucking lecture you into having some riz because you were playing soccer with Selly, and then we're shocked that she was a little confused on whether you liked her or not. But anyways, moving on to this top three, we have Callum and Debbie sliding in at third place. Now, the reason I'm conflicted on whether they should have been top three or not is, like, I definitely think Callum should have been top three, maybe even top two, okay? I would not have been mad if he was top two.
Really?
No, because what everybody was saying about why they voted him, I was like, we could have had all this nice shit to say about Callum without putting other people down. But I still, you know, it doesn't take away from the fact that I agree. Like, he went in there, he was clear with his game, you know, he didn't lead anybody on. And he was strategically thinking before some other people were. He was telling people, like, by the way, you know, this is my game. But when it comes to your game, this is what I would do. When he was telling Curtis, like, your girl beefing with everybody is bad for your game. Like, he was out there.
Right.
Obviously not what he wanted from this show. And, like, played the cards right and fought for his place in that villa when he was in the bottom time and time again. And also, I'm just kind of like, it was nice to see that, like, after everybody treated him like the annoying little brother, that they did ultimately, like, love him and have so much respect for him.
That's the name of the game.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at him being in top three. I definitely think he deserved it. Now, like, I don't want to be like, oh, Deb doesn't deserve top three, because she didn't decide when she went in there.
She didn't do anything.
But yeah, like, I just feel like it was...
she didn't do anything nefarious.
No, yeah, she didn't do anything wrong. She didn't do anything wrong. She didn't do anything quite, like, whatever, amazing. They were cute, sure. But it's just rough seeing somebody who didn't have to grind to be in that spot. Like, she just did her little carnival and then rode off Callum's coattails. Which I'm about to later.
Yeah, and I think she knows.
I'm about to, with a different couple, be like, okay, slay, queen, you did the same thing, but I kind of respect it for a different reason. But with Callum and Deb, it just didn't hit that way for me. It didn't feel strategic. It just felt like lucky, you know? And I don't want to see people just get lucky. I want to see people grind to the top.
Yeah, which, again, I'm following you. I know exactly what you're going to say. But I also feel like there wasn't, like, they accepted Deb because they were set on Callum as a contestant and as, like, a competitor, which I get. Do I think that maybe we were shortcut a little because we didn't get to see as much of Deb? Yes. But do I feel like she was thinking that she was the shit for doing what she did? No. Like, I feel like she played it okay. It was a happy accident for her, happy coincidence that Callum ended up liking her a little bit. Do I think she was interested in him? Not necessarily. But again, like, this is a game. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't about love. It was about, like, what couple could stand on top. And I feel like, in terms of that, like, I'm not mad at her. I just don't feel like it was, like, it wasn't a couple that I immediately wanted to see in my, like, top four.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like mad at her about it.
If we're talking if that couples, makes sense. Like, yeah, 100%. I totally agree. Like, as a couple, it
no,
just...
No, not even that. Like, even a partnership, like, it didn't make sense.
No, I know. I'm talking strictly a couple, a pair of two, you know, not a romantic couple.
Yeah. Okay. Totally.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I feel like it was just one of those, you lucked out, and God bless. Like, I can't be mad. Like, if I came in that late and I just lucked out, the fucking most liked guy in the villa liked me back, and I rode his coattails to the top, I'm not gonna be mad. So I can't hate. I'm definitely not hating. Yeah. But as, like, an audience member, and as a fan, it just didn't feel as rewarding to see somebody who didn't really grind it out to be a top three. But now we get to Johnny and Amelia. And I feel like they both strategically went for each other. And here is why. I feel like Aurelia, you know, attracted to him, sure. They both were so horny publicly around the villa.
No, they were.
So I definitely think
there
was
an attraction. What they were going to do was be horny.
Yeah. One thing they were going to do was be horny. But I definitely do think they were both strategic with each other, where, like, Aurelia knew all she had to do was show him attention and he would dip. And I think Johnny
For sure.
was definitely, like, I'm in the couple up with as many girls as possible because I don't want an obligation or the expectation that I'm going to split this money, you know? Like, I think he was on some villain shit.
Right.
If you won, he was already on his villain arc. He set up the pieces. He laid out the roadmap to be like, yeah, I actually fucking grinded it out for this win. And therefore, I'm taking all the money, which is kind of why I'm like, it would have been really interesting to see him win. And I really think that I really thought he was going to for a second. I thought he was going to win. And I was like, I'm not even going to be mad
scared.
At him. Because we may see the first Love Island prize money robbery.
No, for sure. I'm following. It just, I like can't. There would be a riot on the streets of Johnny One, first of all. The only person I'd be happy for is his baby mama, because obviously, like, she needs that money too for their child.
Of course.
But I don't know. He's always had, there's just been something about him. The way that he's treated women, his reactions to the completely valid reasons that women have had not to like him, the way that he had the fake tear and was crying into his ringmaster's hat. Like, there was a lot of nefarious and mischievous things that I saw about Johnny that I was like, I don't fuck with you. But
just, I think it wasn't a competitor.
That he had potential? Yeah. Am I saying he didn't have the potential to win? I would be lying. He did. Man played the game. He knew what he was doing. And I feel like, okay, second place, is as much as I hate to see him there, like, okay, well done. I'll say that. Well done.
Well done.
Good job for playing the game. Yeah. Like, that's all I'm going to have to say about that. I don't think that there was any other, like, there wasn't an opportunity for him to take it completely because I feel like his alliances weren't as strong. And also, like, people just didn't see him as a competitor, like, with emotional intelligence. I feel like they just saw him as, like, a guy who's here and, like, yeah, he'll be there for his boys. And, like, he definitely has, like, a womanizer problem. And that was pretty much it. Like, he wasn't, you know, rising from the ashes like this, like, iconic man who was then, like, setting himself apart for all the right reasons. Like, he was kind of just there in his, like, villain era.
I have to disagree. Like, he definitely was rising from the ashes because he was on some villain shit and he was still, like, top two or winner of, like, all those challenges. Like, even when he was coupled up with Jess and they won, like, the newly game challenge, like, he was locked in.
That's whether
it's a physical or, like, mental challenges. He was like, okay, I'm a womanizer, so I know how to listen and use it for my own personal gain at the end of the day. So he was sat there listening to her. So that, I think his alliances were strong. Like, he saved, he saved his people multiple times.
But, like, I didn't feel like there was anybody, like, pledging loyalty. But I don't understand, like how he was, like... Like, I don't see why people didn't think what he was doing was wrong. I think there was, like, one instance where he got called out for what he was doing. But aside from that, it's like, this your guy? This your man?
Because at the end of the day, like, it's not Love Island regular. It's not Love Island kosher, you know? You're not, like, benefiting from calling out somebody who may save you in a challenge the next day. Like, you could have to say what you want to say to Johnny, but at the end of the day, if you're going to start a beef with him, then pull up and fucking beat him in one of the physical duels? Yeah, I don't fucking think so. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, fair. I get it.
There were definitely times where you had to hold your peace and just let it ride out. Because, yeah, I don't think anybody thought he was good to the girls. And I think that at the same time, like, you know, Callum definitely was like, oh, yeah, the girls aren't going to like that. Therefore, they're not going to side with Johnny on that. So he has to be careful because he knows he has a target on his back. Like, I think he was really smart about the game. He knew when he'd be endangered. He knew when he would be targeted. He knew when shit would work in his favor. He saved his people, so they saved him time and time again.
That's fair.
So yeah, his alliances were really strong, in my opinion. Now, with Aurelia, I'm like, that girl is smart because she knew he would just move to the next girl that just came in there. All she had to do was crack on Johnny, and boom, she'd have a real fighting chance. And she...
I can't believe she won him over by being like, you're an old soul. Like, Aurelia.
She was saying all the right things. She was like, nobody gets you in here, but I get you in here. I was like, you know what? That is one way to stroke a covert narcissist, you know, ego. And she did that. So,
girl, not even covert. This man was straight narcissistic. And, like, people were eating it up. I was like, this is wild. Like, I cannot believe that he came. I can't believe it, but I can also believe that he came in second place. Aurelia, though, I'm really curious. Like, they're definitely not together now, are they? No, right?
I don't think so. There's no way. I saw some clips of him and Zeta sharing some saucy looks at each other, so. Yeah.
That's possibly. All it looks. We don't know. That man.
Yeah.
Also, Zeta, girl, you better choose Mitch over Johnny. Like, don't do that. I can't believe it.
And she lives in the U.S. and he lives in Australia. And for that matter, Callum and Deb too. Like, neither of the, like, the Australian and U.S. couples, like, those are so over. Like, I'm not taking an 18-hour flight to go see you, buddy. Hell no.
Damn, you wouldn't take an 18-hour flight to go see somebody that you feel like you connected with?
On a reality TV show that I was there on for 5 days? No.
Okay, fine. No, I see your point.
Anyways, now we're to the winning couple, man and woman of power, mom and dad. Very well deserved. Very happy for them. They were taking heat at the last second. Everybody turned on them. Nobody was rooting for them except for y'all and Sally. All of a sudden, friendship is not magic. This is not My Little Pony. And everybody was like, how dare you have alliances? Even though everybody had alliances. Yep.
For some reason, it was wrong.
For some reason, when it's Justine and Jack, it's wrong. Very interesting that everybody had the most to say about how Jack was going to play Justine. Watch the tapes, blah, blah, blah. Zeta was like, Justine, I hope you win, and I hope you take all the money and all this shit. I was like, what? Okay, yes, he cared about the game. But so did Justine. So I'm not really seeing this villain that y'all are seeing with Jack. But game's the game. And at the end of the day, winners laugh last because they're still together on the outside. Granted, it's only been since, like, the end of August or September that they wrapped filming. But you know what? 2 months strong. Probably more than what everybody else thought.
Facts. I really do think that they had the... Like, again, it just comes back in so many different instances with the way that Justine has interacted with Jack and vice versa. Like, you have seen her really open up and become trustful of a man, albeit a white man. But it's just nice to see that she came in there with, like, no expectations, a pure heart, and just was there for the game. Mm-hmm. And honestly, same with Jack. Like, he didn't have any alternative agenda or anything like that. These are just two people who came in there and they were like, this sounds like fun. I can definitely see myself, like, in my element here. Let's fucking do it. And those are the best kinds of people that return back into the atmosphere in which they, like, got their claim to fame or whatever. But you can just like, as the days went on and as they interacted more and more, like, that was something genuine and authentic. It didn't feel rushed. They didn't couple up all of a sudden and they were boyfriend girlfriend on the show. Like, they took time to get to know one another, to root for each other, to provide that mutual encouragement and support system. And I think even with regular Love Island, like, that's what it's all about. And it's just, it was so sweet. I really love their dynamic. You could always tell that they were united, and it wasn't even on purpose. Like, their body language, their chemistry, the way that it was definitely like, we're such good friends, and like, even if it doesn't work out, I still see you as my friend. Like, her splitting the money with him as well, like, that was powerful for me to see. I really, really love them together.
I totally agree. I'm really happy they won. I think it was well deserved. Especially at the end. You know, I've said it 100 times, but I love nothing more than when I see, like, one of my faves have the last laugh. So
yeah, just, you do love that.
Really rewarding. And again, like, they're the two that I was rooting for the most. Like, I didn't watch Justine's season, but I heard so many great things about her. And then, like, I saw her on TV and I saw her friendship with Selly. So I just, like, really liked their vibe from the jump. And they were kind of, like, middling competitors for a while. So it was, like, exciting to see them, like, bubbling right under, right up until the end, where they, like, came out on top, you know, because they just had a lot of faith in each other and their coupling and trust and communication. So it was just an overall really rewarding experience. Also, they just had so many romantic moments. So how can you not, like, enjoy
that? They really do.
It may not
really did
Love Island regular season, but, you know, I'm not gonna deny myself some lovey-dovey content just because. Like, I want to see the love still, you know? And we did. So how could you not have wanted them to win? They were the whole package.
No, for sure. And I also love the fact that, honestly, what did it for me, like, I didn't really, like, you know, we all have our reservations about, like, okay, maybe they're overplaying it, or, like, they're playing a little too much into the, oh, I like this person a lot, so I'm gonna be obsessed with them while I'm here. But what really did it for me was when Jack was, like, fucking pressed about the idea of him going home. And in that entire moment leading up to his duel with Mike, like, for me, I was like, oh shit, it's not just about the money for him. Because you can tell when someone's like, oh my god, I'm gonna lose money, like, this is crazy, I did this for nothing. Like, no, he genuinely didn't want to go home because he fucking knew that he might lose his chance to be with Justine and take this further, and he didn't want to wait for her to get out of the villa to make this official. And I just think it was the cutest thing, like, leading up to it, even the way that she was encouraging him, the way that, like, Mike's, like, you know, little digs at him were, like, fueling him to get better and, like, really take down Mike. Like, I thought that was insane. Like, big words coming from a little man. I was like, oh no, like, that was,
I definitely,
that
loved
was what it. Did it for me,
because it was just like, you could tell he was just hyping himself up to, like, get ready for that duel. He was like, I'm not going home, like, come on, like, I got this, whatever. Oh, it was just so great. I loved this season.
It was really well done. I think, again, like, y'all heard all the suggestions that I had. You heard Val's reactions to my suggestions. Like, I definitely think I could be, like, a game maker here. I'm not tooting my own horn, but if you can impress Val, that's a compliment. So,
whenever, you know.
So I'm taking that as a win. I don't know. I think it was a good season.
Were you worried at the end that she wasn't going to give up the money? Because she really had me in that first half. I was like, and I wouldn't have been mad either. I kind of was like, listen, do what you gotta do. If you need that money, if anything's going on with your family, you need the money, blah, blah, blah. They can talk it out. Like, you know, we could still repair this, but you gotta do you. But I was happy she shared it.
She was entitled to the money 100%. If you, again, it's still a game at the end of the day. If they all voted for her to have the decision whether or not to keep or share the money, then that's the name of the game. I feel like Jack would have understood, especially since she brought her family into play. And I'm not saying that Jack doesn't have family, but I'm just saying, like, you know, you kind of have to think about what the other person would do. And I think she knew that if Jack had had that opportunity, like, he would have split it with her too. I feel like it wasn't anything malicious. I think the right thing to do was to kind of admit that in the first place, because then it gives a good, like, not excuse, but it gives context into what her reasoning was for her decision. But I didn't think that she was going to keep the full 100K. No way. Also, she had already won before. So it's like, this is double her earnings. I feel like she wouldn't have done that in the first place. So I wasn't impressed.
No, it's true. And also, like, I just feel like everybody knows going into this whole series, like, the real money you're getting is, like, from afterwards, like, from being on the show. So you are going to see that money, like, one way or another. So there's no real reason to be, like, fighting so hard for that money and, like, kind of fuck someone over at the end of it. But, again, like, I just wouldn't have been that mad at her if she did. Just say, because it would have been funny.
I wouldn't.
Like, she knew, like, what she was doing when she was, like, faking us out and teasing the drama. Sorry.
Bless you. And yeah, totally.
I sneezed and my necklace broke.
Oh my god, really? Damn.
Yeah, but it's okay because I made it by hand, so I can fix it by hand.
Oh my god, cute when she's artsy. I love that.
Crafty girl.
Love to see it. That's what you know what? That's what you gotta. What you gotta do at the end of the day is be crafty as fuck. And if you guys haven't seen already, but Val's been putting in the fucking work on our Instagram at VillaBirds. Literally, all the graphics, absolute slay. Save them so you can share them for later and gossip with your friends as you're listening to VillaBirds, and either agreeing or disagreeing with our opinion, with our unsolicited opinions. But with that. Another season of Love Island, albeit this was a spinoff, has come and gone.
Mm-hmm.
This was insane. This is the most spontaneous thing they've ever done. This is the most spontaneous short season that we've ever done. Like, this was crazy.
I know, and it just happened in such a flash. Hopefully next time we extend the series by just maybe a week, just selfishly, because it was just a great addition to this Love Island lineup, you know, the Love Island universe. Just loved seeing all the interactions between all these veterans, and just loved seeing the producers finally put their pussy into these challenges, really get creative and crafty. It was really thrilling. Now I'm kind of worried about how I'm going to just be able to watch a regular season of Love Island, but we'll get that when we get there, because we have All Stars coming up next, so we'll see how that plays out.
That's going to be insane.
It'll be interesting. I mean, I think they won't have to get as crafty with the structure of the show, given that, you know, it's kind of like the ingenuity is just built into the fact that, like, it's an All Stars UK season. But it will still be interesting. And I'm excited. I'm excited to review it with you. I'm excited to see it. Just, yeah, I think we have a good next season queued up. And then for now, like, I had a great time this season. Thank you guys for sticking with us. I know it was, like, all over the place at times, but, you know, we came, we delivered, we had a great time. So thank you for following along. Thank you to anybody who, you know, was engaging with us online and just keeping the positive vibes going. I love the Love Island community. So I just love being a part of it and talking about it with you guys. Yeah.
It was so fun. And we especially love our fans over in South Africa. Y'all have been eating us up. We've been top 10 in TV and after shows on Apple Podcasts for the entire season, which is insane to me. But everybody has just been so supportive. And we will see you maybe for next season.
Woo!
Little teaser, little cliffhanger. Thank you. And goodbye.
Peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.